Hello, fellow travelers. It's Pastor Bob here. It's May 10th. It's Mother's Day. And it's the 10th episode, the 10th day of our walk with Jesus through the Holy Land, following the Gospel of Mark. Today we'll start the 7th chapter, and we should pretty much get through this chapter today. As we begin, keep in mind that one of the hallmarks of Mark's gospel is the way Jesus challenges the traditional Jewish laws and rituals and the ongoing conversation he has with Pharisees and scribes about those things. That will begin this chapter today. So just take a deep breath, maybe another one. Settle in. We've just woken up after another wonderful day with Jesus yesterday. We don't know what's going to come up today, but we know, by now we know, it's going to be amazing. And we've got a lot to learn and a lot to be witnesses to. And we can't wait to have that cup of coffee or whatever they might have had back then. Put on our sandals and walk with Jesus. So let's... turn the monks down a little, and here we go. Mark chapter 7. Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must surely die. But you say that if anyone tells father or mother, 'Whatever support you might have had from me is Corban,' that is, an offering to God, then you no longer permit doing anything for a father or mother, thus making void the word of God through your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many things like this." Then he called the crowd around and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile." When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, "Then do you also fail to understand? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and goes out into the sewer?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "It is what comes out of a person that defiles, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. From there, he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him. And she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears. And he spat and touched his tongue. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." And that concludes our day with Jesus today. That's chapter 7 of the Gospel of Mark. And again, some of the common themes that have come up are the arguments that Jesus makes against the Jewish traditions and rituals, using the Pharisees and scribes for those conversations. He has a really interesting faith-healing story with the Syrophoenician woman, who he really tested her. And it really proves that Jesus is for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. And then to end our day, he cures a deaf man using some props, fingers in the ears, and spit rubbed on his tongue. As they say, whatever it takes. All right, let's stroll again. One more time. Now you've heard it once. Now just surrender yourself to the listening. Don't let your mind take off in any directions. There's nothing to figure out here. There's no test after this. You're just walking with Jesus, observing what he does, listening to what he says, and basking in the glory of it all through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe: the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." I love that whole section, verses 1 through 8 of chapter 7, because I think it's so prevalent in our culture and society, and probably always has been, that we can build a religion, humans can, organize it, institutionalize it, come up with rules and doctrines, and we end up worshiping something that is human-made. And in the midst, we lose the commandment of God, which always begins with love. Verse 9, "Then he said to them, 'You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must surely die. But you say that if anyone tells father or mother, whatever support you might have had from me is korban, that is an offering to God, then you no longer permit doing anything for a father or mother, thus making void the word of God through your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many things like this.' Then he called a crowd again and said to them, 'Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile. But the things that come out are what defile.' When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, 'Then do you also fail to understand? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and goes out into the sewer?' Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, 'It is what comes out of a person that defiles, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.'" This, of course, is Jesus explaining the concept of sin, not the concept of breaking the rules or going against the rituals, as the Jews profess, but the concept of sin, part of our human nature, that is within us all, that comes from our heart. And when our heart gets separated from God, we're liable to do anything on that list that he read out to everyone, and even more. As he said in verse 23, all these evil things come from within, and that's what defiles a person. From there, verse 24, he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. So we get a little walking in today with Jesus. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Nice try, you're thinking, right? Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syro-Phoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Again, an indication in the Gospel of Mark that this movement that Jesus is starting, this way, is not just restricted to the old traditional tribe of the Jews, but he has indeed come for everyone, including Gentiles. Verse 31, then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis, a region, as you probably noticed, we have been near before. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. Ephphatha, he said, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. Nice try again, right? But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, he has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. What a lovely day with our Lord and Savior. That's a full day right there, isn't it? And we've put some miles in on foot for sure. Now we want to, in closing, hear what Jesus has to say to us on this Sunday Sabbath day to honor our mothers. He has some words just for you, and I want to make sure you're open to hearing them. Here's what he says. Do not resist or run from the difficulties in your life. These problems are not random mistakes. They are hand-tailored blessings designed for your benefit and growth. Did you hear that? He says that your problems are not random mistakes. They are hand-tailored blessings designed for your benefit and growth. Embrace all the circumstances that I allow in your life, trusting me to bring good out of them. View problems as opportunities to rely more fully on me. When you start to feel stressed, let those feelings alert you to your need for me. Thus, your needs become doorways to deep dependence on me and increasing intimacy between us. Although self-sufficiency is acclaimed in the world, reliance on me produces abundant living in my kingdom. Thank me for the difficulties in your life, since they provide protection from the idolatry of self-reliance. Amen. Boy, was that perfect. Did you feel like that was written just for you? That's one of those you want to kind of keep in your back pocket all week, because you know that problems are coming. And to believe that what Jesus says, that those problems that come our way are hand-tailored blessings from God, designed for our benefit and growth. Embrace them all. Well, hope you get a good night's rest tonight. We've got another full day with Jesus tomorrow. But until then, may God's blessings rain down upon you. In his name, amen.